welcome to Brotherly Pod. Here it is, Thursday, April 18, 2024. Here, the season is officially over. Papa and I reacted to the Flyers getting eliminated live on Tuesday. And now we're back with our post-game crew to talk about a, you know, not post-game, post-season. How about that? Player interviews and whatnot. Some stuff to break down. So back tonight, as always. Well, I guess not as always. As always for post-game. But as we established, I hate this show. Nick is back. Hi, Nick. How you doing?
Hi, Dan. I'm great. The sweet release of the Flyer season is finally upon us. We are free.
Yeah. Katie's here as well. Katie, how you doing?
Hello. I'm good. However, we are all dressed in black today for various reasons of mourning. the Flyer season is over, so celebrating the death of their season. And also reminiscing on the Arizona Coyotes as they are going to be officially moving to Utah, which is the worst kept secret in hockey for the last 2 weeks. It's been a wild 28 year run, and so we're remembering them all today by wearing some Coyotes jerseys. Dan, yep, and I are both wearing Kachinas, and Nick is wearing their third jersey from
the Running Yote
several moons ago.
Back when
he was
40.
Works for the Coyotes because they howl at moons.
Ah. getting those dad jokes.
Gotta
get that prep in.
Yes.
Yeah, Coyotes are gone. If anybody has a white Kachina, preferably a gamer, and you want to sell it to me, I will buy it. I'm on the hunt for one right now. Yeah. No pun intended. Coyotes hunting. Yeah, fucking whatever.
Love it.
Let's keep it going.
Can anybody tell I'm just in a glorious mood right now?
I could feel it through the screen.
Yeah. Well, the player interviews happened yesterday, the exit interviews and whatnot. Whole lot of circle jerking their efforts and a lot of nonsense. We did get some slight injury updates. Sounds like Drysdale was basically injured the entire time he was in Philadelphia and will be potentially undergoing some kind of surgery during the offseason. We got word today that Ristolainen underwent surgery on his ruptured triceps tendon, which is where he's been for the last few months. So he only played, I think, 31 games this year because he disappeared at the beginning of the season. And we just did a segment on friggin' Flyer on last Sunday. We named it after Carmen Sandiego, for Christ's sake.
Yeah, where the hell is Rasmus Ristolainen?
And, so that's where he's been. And other than that, you know, I believe Briere and Jones are talking to the media tomorrow, which is Friday. So we'll get a little more in-depth from them, theoretically, I guess. But overall, any thoughts about the player interviews, if anybody took the time to listen to them?
Katie, go ahead, because I worked the last 2 days, so I have not heard anything. I didn't see what they said. I don't know anything. So please, both of you fill me in.
I will say I didn't listen to the whole interviews, mostly because I was also at work. But I did read a couple what the beat writers recapped of it. And I saw this quote today. It's a couple quotes, actually, by Kevin Kurz, who works for The Athletic. I don't know if that's how you say his last name. But these were two of the quotes. This one is from Scott Laughton. "Some of those in-conference games kind of hurt us even before the losing streak. You could have put the teams away that were chasing you, and we didn't find a way. Every game matters. Every point matters. We still have some learning to do." Travis Konecny, following up on that and his availability, said, "Going into next year, maybe it makes you realize that a nothing game on a Tuesday in a random city, that game matters. It's a good mindset for a team to have." The Konecny one. How can
Nick, as a
veteran leader
rubbing his temples
on this
right now.
Team who has a fucking letter stitched to your sweater just now realize that every game in your season matters? Drives me bananas. Are you kidding me?
Nick is going to off himself.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Yes, that was That was what he said.
That is what
I thought he's part of the culture, and that's why he got a letter.
If that is the person who you are entrusting to be part of your new culture, who is just kind of like, oh, it's a game on a Tuesday. Like, who gives a fuck?
He's been your de facto captain for the last year and a half.
Well, yeah, and Lawton kind of playing into that too, who's been here for fucking ever. Mm-hmm. Just now realizing that every single game counts to the points. Like, what?
Somebody pointed out on Twitter that apparently Lawton was asked about, you know, Couturier's benching and whatnot. You know, did it impact the team? And apparently he never denied that. Food for thought on that one, that they actually did give up on Torts because of the Couturier benching.
I've heard that from a few people. Like, Frank Saravalli said it on Spit and Chicklets. I think Cam and Strick mentioned it. They might not have. And then Snow the goalie said it too. Like, they keep bringing it up. Like, it did have negative effects.
Bunch of fucking babies this team is.
Yeah.
It's, you know, this is the thing that, you know, I've talked about this a lot on this show, but, like, they talk about how shit the old culture was and how great the new culture was. And yet, the people that are at the forefront of this, Couturier, Lawton, have been here for fucking 15 years. So if they were part of the old culture, that shit, why are they leading this new culture that's supposedly so much better? Even though apparently now it's not. It's just shit. It just went away.
But not only that, but, like, Torts has been here for a while now. And
2 years!
He's often been preached as the accountability guy.
Mm-hmm.
And when they bench a guy who, let's be honest, deserved to be benched, you know, they're going to throw a hissy fit about it. Not to mention that I think they won at least one of the games he was out.
I think they were 1-0-1.
And then it was after he returned to the lineup that they completely fell apart.
Yes.
Yeah, it's, I don't know. I don't know what to make of all of this. And, you know, listen, if you're a regular friggin' Flyer listener, you know that we've talked at length about not really believing that the culture carries over, you know, to begin with, that what they do this year does not necessarily indicate a long-term fix for the future. And that is a much harder pill to swallow when they didn't even make it to the end of this season before fucking collapsing, right? It's one thing when you get to the summer and then try and convince me that it's going to last next year. You couldn't even make it through all 82 games without they gave up. And yeah, they bounced back, you know, for the last three games and gave it their all once it was too late. But, yeah, you know, mm-hmm, they missed the playoffs because of that losing streak. If mm-hmm they had 2 or 3 points out of those 8 games, they would have been in. If they went 500, they would have been in. They were third place in the fucking Metro since, like, mid-December. And they threw it away because of that 8-game losing streak. Because that was just complete PTSD from the last 3 years. We're getting 9-0 losses, 9-2 losses, whatever the fuck they were. You know, it's like nothing ever changed. You got to peek behind the screen that all this culture is just fucking bullshit.
Not only that, but, like, you would think that this roster full of veterans realizes that they only have so many shots at it left. Not saying that they would have won, but been like, hey, this is a bit of a wake up call to all of us that we could be benched at any point.
Yeah.
And, you know, want to do it for Couturier to give him a push to try and get into the playoffs. Again, I don't think they would have gotten that far. Like Dan and I said, we think they might have pushed the Canes to 7 or 6 a couple days or so before they collapsed, but they just completely fell apart. Like, what kind of culture are you building if that's what happens when you face adversity?
Yeah. That's what we screamed about when we all chatted. Was that a week ago now or 2 weeks
ago?
Yeah,
it was about a week ago.
I mean, and not to add on to that, Katie, what you just said, which was all spot on, you would also think, like, you know, there's lots of talk of change and culture. Like, I don't want to get traded. I don't want to be the guy that has to uproot my life because I'm not pulling my weight around here. But no, like Dan said, PTSD, here we go. Deja vu, we're getting our asses kicked against teams that have no, like, and that losing streak, most of those games were against inferior opponents.
Yep.
And none of those games were close.
Nope.
embarrassing. Yeah. And TK, I'm firing up the fucking anti-TK train. Get on board.
Choo-choo!
He sucks. He stinks.
Yeah.
What a loser. And now I feel justified for hating on Konecny all these years. Redemption.
Just wait till he signs his fucking 8-year, $10 million AAV contract.
And all his detractors will slide into my DMs and at me and how stupid I am, even though the fucking idiot just openly admitted that he didn't think games on Tuesdays against inferior opponents matter in a fucking playoff stretch.
Mm-hmm.
Again.
Yeah, and I mean, like, that ties into what we've been saying, like, how you were just saying, Dan, how the culture builds on, like, year after year. When the Flyers were, like, absolutely piss poor, like, a couple seasons ago, we talked a lot about how it seemed like a country club. Like, they just want to show up, get their little skates in, and then go home. And that's it.
BFFs hanging out on a Tuesday night.
Yeah, BFFs hanging out on a Tuesday. No one really cares. And, like, it wasn't just that the goaltending, like, they had gotten the league worst goaltending. In a lot of those games during that stretch, they looked like they didn't even try. Like, they were just showing up there to collect a check and leave.
Yeah.
Which is infuriating.
Yeah. You know, it's just, I always hated this. If you're trying to market a culture to the fans, that's one thing, right? That's the whole gimmick right now, is the new era of orange. It's different this time. When you start to drink your own fucking Kool-Aid, that's a problem. This team doesn't have talent. You severely lack... You only had three players hit 50 points. Your top scorer, which was Konecny, had 68. He didn't even hit 70. You know, you did have four 40-goal scorers. Which, by the way, fun fact, I put this in one of the articles.
We had four 40-goal scorers?
Four 20-goal scorers. Sorry, I'm dyslexic. Leave me alone. You didn't have any 40-goal scorers.
I was going to say...
But the Flyers, I believe, had 231 goals on the season, which is 26th in the league. Those four players, the four 20-goal scorers, added for 103 total goals, which was 44%! Those four players, 44% of the total goals scored in the season. You know, there's just no offense here. There, you had a few players that contributed, and they're not good enough to make a difference anyway. It's so... Culture is intangible. There's nothing, it's not real. Connor Bedard is tangible. Macklin Celebrini is tangible. That's how you build culture. It's not real. And it, poof, went away. It's gone. In the blink of an eye, just like that, they went back to, like, it's 2021 all over again.
Yep, they started playing exactly like the team that we thought they all were going into the season.
Yeah.
The second something happened. Which, it's kind of interesting, though, like, there's this big, I guess, I don't know if I want to call it a theory, but, like, this team collapses, like, whenever there's a lot of noise surrounding them. Like, when people are talking about them, whether for good reasons or bad, in this case, it was a lot of bad, like, they seem to cave under the pressure when the eyes are on them. But, like, Danny Briere and Keith Jones have said that they love when people are talking about the Flyers. I think Keith Jones said it on, like, one of the radio shows he was on. He was like, he just loves that people are talking about the team because it makes them relevant in a sense. So that's an interesting, like, dichotomy that's leading our organization when the people at the top like the noise and, you know, the players who are supposed to be delivering the results don't.
Nick looks so mad.
He's still mad about the Konecny quote.
It's a team full of Robins and there's no Batman.
Yeah. I mean, and that, it's one of the positive takeaways, if, you know, far be it for me to be positive, I know. Daniel's so negative. But the reality is Konecny, Tippett, Farabee, Frost, Sanheim, York, those are guys, and I guess Forster as well, these are guys that can be built around if they had two or three stars. You've got your supporting cast right now. You've got nobody leading the way, which is right. where the problems stem from. It's why your offense is so bad to begin with, because you don't have anybody that can make it happen. Your power play is non-existent. Third consecutive season, they finished dead last in the NHL in the power play. Worst percentage, 12.2%. Worst percentage of the 3 years, which I believe somebody on Twitter today suggested that it was one of the worst percentages in the history of the NHL. In that role.
That doesn't surprise me, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you need stars. And, you know, it's a pretty shitty summer in terms of free agents. You know, I wrote about Steven Stamkos earlier in the week. Sam Reinhart is the only other one right now that kind of makes any sense. The trade market, you know, Zegras has been out there. Other than that, we haven't heard a lot of, you know, names beyond that yet. So I don't even know where you go about getting this star power, but you know, it kind of begs the question, and I'm gonna lose my mind on this on Freaking Flyer tomorrow. I don't want to blow my stack on this just yet because I want to compile my argument a little more. But you know, does anybody really believe that the trio of Jones, Briere, and Tortorella are going to go out of their way to add somebody like Trevor Zegras anyway?
I don't anymore.
You know, even if Briere wants to, does Tortorella want a player like Zegras on this roster? The answer is probably no. And when they go out of their way and overcommit to guys like Nick Seeler and Ryan Poehling, I lost a lot of hope that things would change. And I was hoping that this late season collapse would spark that, would leave them no choice. You know, they can't just sit there, pat themselves on the back about a job well done, and there needs to be more done. And, like, I hope there is. I'm sure there's going to be some kind of body changes on this roster this year, whether or not it is a big positive or not, you know, TBD. But I don't know. Like, I'm going into this summer with very, very low expectations in terms of big change. And I hate that because it's the thing that they need right now more than anything is star power. And I don't have enough faith that they're going to do it. And listen, I every time we talk about this, I mention that it's not just Briere. It's the last 15 years of nothingness that has happened in this organization. You know, since Chris Pronger in 2009. Shit just doesn't happen anymore. They don't go big game hunting anymore. They're the Flyers. They're an excuse for fucking organization. They're not what they used to be. You know, it's all that kind of compiles into one of Tortorella, the no fun police here, and fucking the history of this organization being shit, you know. I don't believe that we're going to see those big ads this year. And it drives me nuts because they're just going to run it back. 19 of 23 players are already under contract. It's all here. They would need to subtract first in order to add. This is the old Chuck Fletcherism of, like, once there's more than two or three steps involved in something, he'll throw his fucking hands up in the air because he can't figure it out. And Chuck Fletcher Jr. leading this organization right now doesn't give me hope that there's big imminent change on the horizon. I hope I'm wrong, but they got to prove that things are different this time.
Nick, do you want to go?
I've said it on Twitter. Like, if this embarrassing collapse, because we can't, people are going back on it now, like, oh, the season was better than we all expected. It's like, yeah, I agree with that. But what happened is still unacceptable. And if this doesn't cause sweeping changes, I'm done. Like, I'm going back to how I was last season, where I made it a point this year to watch games. I've said that before. I went to, you know, me and Katie were at the same game. I had a good time. I was in. I didn't think they were gonna like make a run, but I'm like, oh, cool, it's fun again, fucking finally. But the true colors showed. Travis Konecny clearly is an idiot, and I just don't think I can get on board again if we see 11 of the same 12 forwards next year.
I may just quit if they roll this team back primarily in its entirety, and we're just watching these random dudes again next season with no. I may call it quits. I may retire.
A hiatus.
I'll just quit. I'll fucking move on and do something different with my life. Throwing in the white flag.
And for the Morgan Frost lovers, I don't think many of them listen to us, but but remember he had the turnover that cost us the Islanders game in overtime, and he's like, "I'm sorry, I'm going to make it up to everyone.
I take responsibility for my actions, and I'll be better."
Guess how many points he had?
Zero
since that game. Zero.
Zero.
He had 0 goals and 0 assists to wrap up the season.
41 points in 71 games on the year.
So when you needed him most, Mr. Awesome Morgan Frost didn't do anything.
How did he play 71 games?
What is he, the Avatar? When the world needed him most, he vanished?
Yes. Konechny essentially disappeared, although he might be hurt, but I still don't care because I don't like him and he's a fucking idiot. Couturier.
It's too bad he didn't get to the playoffs. He would have really shined this year.
Oh, I would have been there for the 0 goals in 5 games. Scott Laughton had a terrible season, and I think they've balked too many times now. They're not going to get what they were looking for.
God, I've seen so many people on Twitter over the last couple days be like, they're going to trade Laughton this summer. I'm like,
they trade him now when they had every opportunity to the last 2 years?
They balked twice
and
in the last
to.
Calendar year. They're not doing it now. I have zero faith they're moving Laughton. This guy's seeing out his contract.
I mean, and that's how I kind of feel about anything the organization does in general nowadays, is that I'm so jaded from everything that they've done pretty much since like Holmgren left and Hextall took over, that it's just been like disappointment after disappointment after disappointment, that I like cannot allow myself to get my hopes up anymore. Uh-uh. Like, I'm not going to worry about things that haven't happened yet until they do. And then I can kind of go from there. So I'm kind of with Dan. I don't have any real faith that they're going to bring in talent. It seems like they recognize, though, that they're missing the high-end talent, because Briere has said as such in various press conferences.
They can say that all they want. I'm glad they're aware that they're lacking talent, but it's their job to
anybody with eyes can see that, but like, in terms of accumulating high-end talent, like, this was quite literally a worst-case scenario for them, where they either didn't make the playoffs and got some meaningful playoff experience for their young kids, and they weren't bad enough to draft a high-end player that they desperately need to fill their pipeline, especially in the wake of the Gauthier trade. So, you know, what are they going to do? Especially if they run it back. Like, I could see them doing the same exact thing. But, you know, I also agree with Nick that, like, even though we weren't expecting them to get to the playoffs, they had held that third Metropolitan Division spot for like 80% of the year.
Yeah.
And so they should have just
Not in the playoffs right now.
Like, people are handing them like moral victories of like, oh, they made it so much more meaningful than like everybody thought they were. Like, it all came down to the 82nd game. That 8-game losing streak is absolutely inexcusable.
Yeah.
I don't care what you try to throw at me. Inexcusable. If they had won like even 1 or 2 games during that stretch, they'd be in right now. They'd be playing the Rangers and not the Hurricanes, but they'd be in the fucking playoffs. Like, it's just so infuriating, and also the most Flyers way to lose ever that I can't believe I didn't see it.
Yeah.
And
that's, you know, God, the people that, you know, got on their high horses all year and talked about culture and how great Tortorella was and how perfect this organization is now under Briere, you know, this team wasn't supposed to be in the playoffs anyway. And it's like, no, they weren't. This was supposed to be a rebuilding season, which they completely fucked up. Uh-huh. But they were in the playoffs until like 3 weeks ago. Like, they fucked themselves. They lost. It was their problem. It wasn't like they were a bubble team and just edged. You had it. All you had to do was not fuck it up. And they fucked it up. And those fucking... That 8-game losing streak, and everyone's starting to question Tortorella. And then the diehard taint lickers out there. That after that Rangers game, the following morning, I opened Twitter. The Rangers game, when they ended the streak. See? They didn't give him the Tortorella. It's still okay. Everything's fine. I'm like, I'm done. I can't take these pro-Tortorella people anymore. God, these cool... It's like Jonestown on Twitter. That Kool-Aid is being drunk. And drank? Drinked? Doesn't even matter. The Kool-Aid's happening.
Consumed?
Chugged? And goddamn thesaurus when you need it.
It's far beyond Tortorella. It's still the same schmucks that have been here for too long.
It's the same players that have been here for 10 years.
We're right back where we started.
Pretty much.
Yep. It's just an endless cycle of misery.
Are we drafting 12th or 13th? What is it?
I think
14th?
Hold on, let me check.
I think it's 12.
It's 12.
In a draft that isn't that deep, and if they pick a defenseman again, because apparently it's a little deeper in defenseman, we're not going to see that guy for a while.
Flyers pick 12 right now, and they have Florida's pick, which is probably going to be in the mid to high 20s, is my guess.
I do have to say that's like my biggest gripe with the NHL draft, is that they happen when these players are 17 and 18, and unless they're like the Connor McDavids and the Austin Matthewses of the world, like, you're not going to see them for at least like 3 seasons. Like, the reason that there is so much hype around all of the other drafts is especially like the NFL draft and the NBA draft. Like, those players come in and they're ready to go.
Yeah.
I think MLB is the same, actually.
Oh, yeah, they draft those kids when they're still in high school.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean,
just like, I guess, the NHL, yeah.
But I mean, it's the same, but I mean, baseball is kind of a whole different animal. Yeah. But, like, I wish it was more like the NBA and the NFL, where I can become immediately invested in this and not have to watch them sit and develop for however fucking long. Yeah. And then when they come over or they get sent down to Lehigh, I have to wait another 3 seasons for them to actually be called up to the NHL team. And even then, they won't get any playing time, so they just get sent back down to Lehigh.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm going into this off season with some just not great spirits at the moment. They need to prove that things are different this time, and I just don't. I don't believe
they've done nothing to do it yet.
You know, Breer has done some wheeling and dealing, but he hasn't had a game-altering trade yet. You know, there's been nothing that really indicates that. And I guess, you know, they are drafting 12. Like, it could be worse, right? They could have finished, what, 15th or something like that? Yeah. I mean, it's supposedly a shit draft. They do have 2 first-round picks. You know, they can attempt to move up here. You know, we'll probably hear more about that as we get closer. But, yeah. And by the way, worth noting, finishing 12 means that they cannot win the first overall pick in the lottery. They can
only
move up 10 spots.
So they're out on Celebrini. Yep. Yeah.
So they can go, you said they go up as much as 10 spots?
They can only move 10 spots. So they can get the second overall, theoretically.
They can't get Celebrini.
They cannot get Celebrini.
And draft Nolan Patrick part two.
Yeah. Actually, that'd be very much on brand, is they actually get the second overall pick this year in the in a draft that's considered weak, and then take somebody that never pans out. Yeah.
Fuck you, Ron Hextall.
That'd be right on brand.
God. I think
could have had Cale Makar, but no.
Speaking of failed draft picks, Hunter Gauthier makes his NHL debut tonight.
I can't wait to boo him.
There were some people that were very unhappy with me on Tuesday that I admitted that I kind of liked Cutter Gauthier being a heel.
Yeah. I listened to your.
I listened to that on the way home, and I was like, mm-mm.
There were some angry people at me. I don't care.
Yeah, you're kind of alone on that one.
Oh, I know I'm alone on that one, but I am. I like him.
I'll play the game and boo him.
We need a good heel. Need a good villain to root against, you know?
He'll only come here once a year, though.
That's fine.
And I will be there.
Or they'll be playing
him with everything that I have.
And I will be doing my damnedest to get his rookie jersey. So
we're all going to go. We're all going to boo him together.
Except me. I'll be there
so
like, yay, Cutter.
All right, Dan, you're not invited. Everybody but Dan.
The brotherly pod road trip except Dan the Flyer, man. I feel like most people would like it better that way anyway.
What a disgraceful end.
What are they going to rename the Coyotes?
The Storm and Mormons.
Salt Lake City Salt.
Salt Lake. The Salt Lake Soakers.
I don't know, but it'll be nice to have a team bring revenue to the league again. And as much as
I feel
always
so bad for the Coyotes fans, though.
I mean, they should have done a better job supporting their team.
That's not entirely what happened.
They have really poor ownership.
Ownership fucked them hard on this one. They can move back to Arizona with the same owners, by the way.
With the same owner,
That's
though.
Bullshit. Bullshit.
Well, I think he only has a certain amount of time to do that, though.
5 years.
Like, if he doesn't get it done in 5 years...
The clock's already ticking, yeah.
Yep. It's open to anybody, I guess.
And the Coyotes always had one of the, I mean, being a Jersey nerd, I always felt like the Coyotes have always
Elite.
Had one of the best... one of the best aesthetics in the league, man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The Kachinas are so good.
I even liked... the second era with the coyote head, like
the random brick shade of red. Oh, loved it.
Yeah.
Even those ones, the bland and boring ones, I still loved. That shade was awesome.
Yeah.
Just very good jerseys throughout. You know, I never thought we would see the day when the Coyotes didn't exist.
Look at all these.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It would always felt like one of those teams that would just be around forever and just be an anchor to the league's financials forever. And no, we saw the day when the Coyotes actually relocated.
I mean,
Salt
Lake City. Well, an ownership that gives a
Do
shit.
Do people live in Salt Lake City?
Yes, I have a couple friends who live there.
Why?
Kelly. Katie, you have friends everywhere.
Yeah, you know.
Don't you have friends in Arizona, too?
She moved from Arizona back to Seattle, so she's not in Arizona anymore.
Is that the girl
Salt Lake City population, 204,000.
Mm. It's the friend of mine that I went to the Kraken game with, yeah.
Yeah. Well, apparently, Salt Lake City is the fourth fastest growing metropolitan.
3.38 million people live in Utah? What?
Mm-hmm. It's becoming like the new...
Why?
I guess the new Silicon Valley, because everybody moved from San Francisco to Austin, and now Austin is becoming so overpriced from all of the tech people that have gone there that they're all moving to Salt Lake City now.
It was a disgrace that they were playing in a college arena that they couldn't even fill up.
I think that was definitely a big part of it. Like, the NHLPA owners and the players were, like, actively ripping, like, the arena that they play in. Like, I think the media was just, like, a tent, like, outside or something.
I think the dressing rooms were, like, a tent outside, if I remember.
They weren't ready to go to start last season. It was overdue. I mean, I've been to Phoenix twice. I liked it out there. It's a cool city. You can't have, like, multiple incompetent owners in a row like that. And then, like, also, like, they had pretty bad GMs one after the other until Bill Armstrong came in and finally built a good youthful core and has a whole lot of – I think he's got a shitload of picks in this year's draft and next year's.
He's got a shit ton of picks in every draft. I mean, they have a in terms of prospect pools, and if they've got decent management and, you know, ownership that's going to invest in that team, like, the Coyotes can be something.
They could do something, yeah.
You know, and if they ever move back to Arizona, they're going to get an expansion team as well, which means that draft is going to be insane. They could
crazy
reload the Coyotes and make them better than they ever were the first time around. So if it does end up working out well, you establish a new NHL city with a rich prospect pool, and you get to move a team back to Coyotes in a new theoretical arena with an expansion draft that will be, you know, I mean, you saw what the Golden Knights did with theirs, you know, and this is multiple years down the road from that even, you know, it's going to be pretty decent, but yeah, I mean, that's the idea, whether we ever, I don't know if we'll ever see him back in Arizona or not, but...
Well, I think everybody kind of learned their lesson from the Golden Knights, and that's why the Kraken draft was less than
stellar. The Kraken
did
that to themselves.
They did. They definitely had their pick of the litter. Who'd they take from us?
Carson Turinski.
Carson Turinski. Then they, like, cut him that year. Like,
who got a standing ovation when he returned to the BBL Center for the first time a couple weeks ago.
Really?
No. Thank you, Carson Turinski.
He was in Europe to start the year, and then he signed with Bridgeport, like, halfway through the season, and it was his first game in Lehigh.
That's fucking funny.
Like, welcome
That's
back,
hilarious.
Carson Turinski. And I'm like, what?
Who?
Hey, whatever happened to Connor Bunneman?
Oh, yeah.
He's
forgot about him.
One of the AHL teams. Still around, I think.
Another stiff who couldn't cut it with the Flyers. Both of them. They both stunk.
Except, I mean, they did, but they were both supposed to be depth players versus most of these prospects are just frail, miserable.
True.
In the first place. He was with Charlotte. Oh, he was not in America this year. He was in Carpot. And he finished Liga.
Yeah.
He was in the AHL last year with Charlotte.
Gotcha.
I thought he signed with Rockford. Oh, that was Isaac Ratcliffe. Right.
Oh, another, I forgot about him.
Another guy.
another Hextall.
Yeah.
Another Hextall masterclass. That's what we got to do is line up all. I mean, most picks don't pan out, but like Hextall's failure rate was so high.
Hextall's drafted miserably and they failed. This current organization is drafting well and then just misuse their prospects so fucking bad that.
Yeah, and then just not playing them when they're ready.
Yeah. Again, it's down the stretch run and you're playing Eric Johnson and Mark Stahl and Cam Atkinson. What the fuck are you thinking?
Yep.
Yeah, that's.
If they re-sign Mark Stahl, I heard you mention it. Like, I think it was with Papa.
Yeah.
I almost slammed on my brakes.
I mean, that. I mean, the Eric working. Johnson acquisition has Tortorella written all over it.
Ugh. Yeah.
Why would you give up a fourth round pick for that guy?
You know, and he was useless. He was useless. They got substantially worse with him in the lineup.
Yes. Yes. They got so much worse.
And that was their reward.
Yeah.
for working hard all season.
We're going to trade away Sean Walker and then replace him with Eric Johnson.
Here's Eric Johnson.
Rather than just let Addard and Jitting play, who were substantially better than Stahl and Johnson were anyway.
Or Andre.
Or Andre, yeah, to fix their fucking power play that they never gave him an opportunity this year. Played four games for like 3 minutes a night at the beginning of the year and then got sent down and never saw him again. They did send Brink, Lexell, Addard, and Jitting back to the Phantoms with Kolosov in net. So,
Oh, for the playoffs?
As their playoff push here, last couple of games, they finish up this week, and I think Sunday's their last game. They've not officially clinched as of this recording, but they're basically going to, unless they fully collapse and Springfield wins out, which is pretty much impossible, theoretically.
And who will they play?
Not determined yet, but Wilkes-Barre currently holds the third seed, but Charlotte could still overtake them for that.
Gotcha. So, and then it'll be like that three-game set again, best of two, I mean, best of three. And...
It's a best of three series in the opening round there.
I hope they
If they play Wilkes-Barre, we will get a home game. Game one will be in Lehigh, and then two and three will be in Wilkes-Barre. If they play Charlotte, we're probably getting fucked out of a home game like we did last year.
I went to a playoff game there against Hershey like 5-6 years ago now.
They keep trying to sell playoff strips to the season ticket holders. And I'm like, why would I pay for a full postseason of seats when at this point in time, you may not even get one home game?
Yeah, that's bizarre.
You get two complimentary games as a season ticket holder.
Mm.
And then everything after that, you have to pay for it. But if you paid for those seats, they go to your... They roll over to next season. But if I'm already a season ticket holder, I bought the entire fucking season. I have my seats already for next year. So they give you those extra tickets that in turn you have to essentially give away to people. So I'm like, why would I do that? That's a shit ton of money to lay down on something that I'm probably not going to get to use. So,
right.
That's how they get you.
That's how they get you, yeah. And I'm like, no thanks. You. So they kept badgering. And then they finally sent an email with an opt-out at the bottom of it. And this took you to a survey. Like, well, I didn't want to do this. I as professionally and as politely as I could, told them to fuck off, essentially, and stop doing this. I was just like, But, yeah, it's, hopefully we get a home game. Sweet Christ.
That'd be cool.
Give me something.
That would be fun. I would drive up for that if I can make it.
Hey, we'd all go. I say we all go if I'm not working. Speaking of season tickets, and I don't mean to be rude, but if the Flyers don't make sweeping changes and they run it back on these vibes and culture, and you sign up for a season ticket plan, you need a lobotomy.
You're part of the problem.
You're part of the fucking problem. I went to one game this year. I didn't pay for the tickets. Like I said, I will not pay to go see these jamokes. It was free tickets, free parking pass.
That's pretty good, though.
Jamokes.
Fuck yeah. And then I bought a jersey because I can't.
Practice what you preach, Nick.
It was a jersey.
Was it a Ryan Ellis jersey?
One too.
Okay, well, I'm not here saying that I didn't pay for shit.
Well, I didn't pay to get into the building.
You still gave him your money!
I know.
God!
What was I doing? I got a good tax return. I treated myself. Treat yourself.
Oh, God.
All the money you saved from not paying for anything to get into the game, you just spent on a jersey instead.
Do not poke holes. Don't you do that.
What was it that Papa said the other day? Like, how dare you confront me with facts and logic regarding
like that,
this argument?
Jeff Carter retired.
I saw.
Yeah.
He deserves it.
Carter's out. I didn't even know he was still playing. I thought he retired last summer. But apparently he's still playing 1,321 NHL games.
Oh.
Damn.
851 points. Yeah, I was not his biggest fan either, but he was one of those first Flyers that I grew up on. I was 9 years old when he debuted. Nick was 45. But, yeah.
Why are you so grumpy, Nick?
Those frown lines aren't going to do you good now.
It was the 05-06 season?
Yep.
I was 20.
Jesus.
Fuck you.
I wasn't even 10.
Yeah, I was 9.
Both of you piss off.
Yeah, but one of the earliest Flyers I kind of remember there leading into that era. And, yeah, gone. Left. Went to Columbus, and we got all those years of Jake Voracek because of him.
Mm-hmm.
We have Sean Couturier to this day because of him. Mm-hmm. So, you know, thanks, Carter.
From the legendary 2003 draft.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Both he and Richards were...
Hopefully we get to see them line up at alumni games now. Richards and Carter back together again.
Yeah, that would be so fun.
I know I didn't like it. We both said I didn't like Carter. He really never showed up much in the playoffs when he was here. He's part of the Legion of Poon. It's what it was. I'm sorry, Katie. My apologies. There's a lady present, but that's what it was called.
I don't even know what that means. I just was chuckling because it sounded funny.
Oh, poor innocent Katie.
We'll explain it to you when you're older.
Yeah.
But the Legion of Poon was a play on, obviously, Legion of Doom. And it was Hartnell, Richards, Lupul. Carter, Lupul, right? Those four? And Upshaw. First, they traded away Upshaw because they thought he was being too bad of an influence on the rest of the core. He was a known
partier. Flyers today could never.
Yeah. He was a known partier and pretty, you know, Upshaw's a handsome fella. And,
is he?
What does he look like?
Scotty Upshaw, he's fucking hot. Even I'll say. He's a good looking fella.
Really?
But you don't think so, Dan?
Mm-mm, it looks like a thumb.
Scotty Upshaw now or Scotty Upshaw 2009?
That's a headshot from his days with the Florida Panthers.
Remember the girls loved him.
That's a solid looking dude.
Thank you.
Jesus, you guys are all mid.
So,
look at this man.
Yeah, I'm looking at the same picture.
Too
right
much
now.
Glare. Too much glare.
Oh, sorry. Nope. It's,
still too much glare.
It's not working.
I remember what he looks like, but. The first they got rid of him, and then they got rid of Lupul in the Pronger trade, and then obviously you all remember the 09-10 season where they acquired Pronger, and they underachieved all year long because the partying. It was never, you know, rumors of Richards and Carter partying, and then John Stevens being too close to them to hold them too accountable, which is why he got fired, also with the underachieving. Then they made the cup run. No thanks to Jeff Carter. No thanks to Jeff Carter. He broke his foot, if you remember, and missed most of that playoff run. And then that 10-11 season, they had a good bounce back year. They finished second in the East, but got obliterated by Boston. And I think they panicked about Bob. And because it took them 3 goalies to beat Buffalo in that first round, if you children fucking remember. They used Bush, Bob, and Layton in one series.
Whatever you say, Grandpa.
Yep.
Telling war stories here.
Okay, Grandpa, let's get you to bed.
And then, yeah, that summer they decided...
Legion of Poon! Yeah. Okay, Grandpa, calm down.
That's when they were fun, okay? Sorry I have more fond Flyers memories than you. Punk ass kids.
Yeah, we grew
all
up
right,
in
that is,
the fucking...
That is the one thing you do have on us in your old age, Nick.
Yeah, that's why I get so... I've said it on here before. It's why I get so upset. It's like, why are people clinging to such mediocre players? Like, do not remember Even our own GM was a stud when he played. You know what I mean? Like, but even that's so long ago now.
Cup run is like the only good longevity of the Flyers that I can remember.
It was the 2012 series against the Penguins that like hooked me for life. And then and then immediately after that, it's been pain and misery ever since.
Yep.
Yep.
So they got rid of Carter and Richards in the same summer because the partying. Of course, everyone knew it, but they
and they needed
like
a clear room for Brizgalov.
Yeah, they needed a clear room for Brizgalov because they panicked about the goalies. And Jeff Carter hid in Sea Isle City because he didn't want to report to Columbus because he's a douchebag. He did.
Yep.
I know. I did read about that. That's so funny to me. I, too, would not want to go to Columbus and want to stay at my beach house.
That was.
Yeah, I can't say I blame him.
Yeah. And he sulked in Columbus for 4 months until they traded him. And him and Richards won two cups in L.A. And, yeah, Carter did a lot of good things in L.A. He was a good skater. And obviously you don't play 1,300 games if you're a complete bum. I mean, I'm not saying he's a bum. I just didn't like him because I thought he was a douchebag and didn't really do much in the playoffs when he was here.
Those are valid reasons. Won two cups, though.
Won two cups, won a couple gold medals for Canada. I believe when Pittsburgh acquired him, it was Hextall, and it was like their reward. Mm-hmm. Oh, you're playing well. Here's past his prime Jeff Carter for you guys.
At least he was like somewhat productive for them.
At first, yes. Kinda. But yeah. This year, he was not good.
It was over. Yeah,
he didn't really do much at all. But Father Time is undefeated. He's my age. He's already 39.
Carter had 15 points in 72 games this year.
Not great.
Not good. But again, he was 39 years old, playing a depth role on the Penguins.
The Penguins, yeah.
What does 15 points put him at on the Flyers? Probably like fourth. kids. It's 2 points less than Garnet Hathaway.
I believe he had a 40-goal season when he was here. I think he had 41 goals.
He did,
So you can put the puck in the net.
46 goals in 2008-09.
Wow. And then he got bounced in the first round.
Yep.
So
23, 14, 29, 46, 33, 36.
Yeah. You could put the puck in the net. Just didn't do much in the playoffs. At least here. He actually did really good for LA.
What are
the playoffs?
Yeah.
That's what pissed me off, too, was watching him score goals for the Kings in the playoffs. Like, you fucker.
Like, why couldn't you do that here?
Yeah. Pretty sure he had an overtime goal against the Devils in 2012. I might be wrong way to set it up, but either way. Happy trails, Jeff Carter.
Yeah. Is there anybody left from our childhood that's still playing?
Giroux, he's still playing for Ottawa.
That's right.
He's not my childhood.
No, he's your.
He's my adulthood.
So Giroux, God, that must be it.
Trying to think. Yeah.
At least in the NHL, anyway. I'm sure they're hanging around out there somewhere. RJ Umberg.
We're talking about the Cup team.
JVR.
That's true. JVR's still around.
JVR's still playing.
I hate him.
How many points did he finish with this year?
He has to be like 30-something too now, right?
34? I need 38 points this year. Wow.
Ian LaPerriere was on the Cup roster?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And he came back when he shouldn't have. You don't know about that?
I forgot about that.
He blocked a shot with his face against the Devils? That was terrifying.
All of what I remember him as is the assistant coach.
Dude, I remember I went to game 3 in that Bruins series, and obviously he hadn't come back yet because he had like that brain bleed or some shit. He had a serious concussion because of blocking the shot. They put him on the screen and like he gives a thumbs up like in a suit and a tie. I thought the roof was gonna, I'm getting the goosebumps now. The crowd went ape shit. The crowd went ape shit like over him. Oh, it was incredible.
The only active players from the Cup team roster are JVR and Giroux. Everybody else is retired.
Wow.
And none of those players play for us anymore either.
They were on the same line.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With Asham.
One of his gamers just came on the market a little while ago. I didn't buy it.
Aaron Asham?
Yeah.
I liked him.
It's one of the Reebok Edge 1.0 jerseys. It looked real funky than when they first brought the orange ones out.
Mm-hmm.
They were weird looking. Not a fan.
Do you still see any more of those like Philly police patch ones?
I have not seen one in a long time.
I want one still. Just not Nick Grossman.
Oh my goodness. Forgot
yeah, Dan,
about him.
It Dan found one like 2 years ago, but it was Nick Grossman, like size 58. I'm like, too big and not Nick Grossman.
Hockey jerseys are meant to be big.
I know, but 58?
Yeah, you could probably strip it and put a different player on it.
I didn't know that back then. Damn.
Well, now you know.
Yeah, and then like I said, I still like Carter Hart jersey I'm never going to wear in public again.
Yeah.
And I have like the stitch remover tool I got for my sister to make it even easier to take the stuff off, but
I got one,
I don't know who's worth putting on there. Maybe if the Flyers...
Nobody right now.
No. Maybe if the Flyers bring back Ghost, I'll put Ghost on it, even though I hated him, too.
They're not bringing back.
How could you say that to me?
Yeah, I'm sorry. At first, I was all about Ghost Bear, and then...
He was cool when he first got on the scene.
Oh, yeah.
His last two years, we didn't do a goddamn thing, and everybody pretended like he was the best defenseman that ever lived.
He got overexposed. Yeah, he got overexposed, and he's better playing a 5-6 role and being a power play specialist. You can't give him much more minutes than that because he gets exposed defensively. Great shot. I mean, the Flyers could certainly use a shot like that. I mean, you don't know what you have until it's gone.
He had 41 points this year. That would be like second on the team.
Wow. And he had that unbelievable play a couple games ago. A
couple of games ago, yep.
Yeah.
Helped send the Red Wings to overtime. Didn't matter, though, but...
Oh.
I miss him. I wish he was here.
Yeah.
If only
How about
he
we
met
just
you,
bring
Katie.
In good defensemen?
Katie's going to steal Ghost from his wife, right?
No, I wouldn't do that.
You wouldn't be a homewrecker?
No.
I respect that.
I'll encourage other people's bad decisions, but I will I will not be the one to commit the bad decisions.
<That's really funny. laughs> Oh, God. Yeah, they're going to bring... Sean Walker back, not Ghost.
He was a lot better than I expected.
No, I do not want him back.
No, of course not, but...
No.
Yeah, he was good. I really liked watching him play when he was here.
He was
but
fine. You don't need to sign a one-hit wonder
team overpay
to a
him.
Five-year
I don't want us
contract.
To be the ones to overpay him. Yep.
Oh, my God.
Exactly.
Package both of these first round picks for somebody.
No, straight up do it. They're not going to draft anybody meaningful at 12th overall.
Yeah. Give Tippett a good center to play with.
It seems like a lot of what they're doing is just treading water until Michkov gets here.
Yeah,
and then once he gets here, they're going to be like, okay, now we got to kick it into gear. But
it should be the opposite. They should be building
smart,
their asses right now.
They should be building
now.
The roster so that way when Michkov gets here, they could just throw him in and then they're good to go.
Yeah, because if you put him here with a bunch of bums and expect him to succeed at ever playing in the NHL, like you're putting too much on him. Like, yeah, exactly. Make him just part of the puzzle, not the main piece where it's like, oh, look at all these losers you need to carry. Welcome to America. Hey. No. Like,
it's
have
like,
a roster here for him ready to
it's
go.
It's like, you know, when you go to college and they're like, okay, the final's going to be this day at this time. And you're like, oh, you know, that's so far away, whatever. I'm just going to dilly-dally in the meantime. And then the night before the final, you're like, oh, shoot, I never studied for this at all. How was I supposed to prepare for this? And it's like, you knew well in advance. You had all the material in front of you. You knew what was coming. And... they're going to sit here and play dumb. I can't.
It's going to be one of the more interesting kind of peeks into their plan this summer is how they actually go about doing this. If they run it back and it's primarily identical, you know, they're probably not going to be doing anything overly crazy and just wait till Michkov shows up. If they actually try, and, you know, as Katie was alluding to, they should be building up now And when Michkov goes off, then you open your window nice and early and you're good to go for a little while. You can kind of adjust as needed rather than just trying to panic mode, add fucking everybody and everything to build around Michkov. It's 2 years away yet. That's a long ass time to tread water with this group when they couldn't even make it through 1 year without collapsing.
A group that didn't realize Tuesday games against inferior opponents at the stretch run matter.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, this team is nothing if not interesting.
It's infuriating.
That's a closer word.
It's that too. It can be both.
Well, the playoffs are set. Before we call it, who's in your final?
Florida's winning the cup.
I have Florida beating
fourth
Vegas.
Year in a row.
I have Florida beating Vegas, but I don't know if Vegas is making it. But that's who I had in my cup matchup with Florida winning.
I want Florida or Carolina to win. Those are my only two horses in the race at this point.
I kind of want to see the Oilers win it, just because I feel like
fuck them.
It's been time.
They're
them
just like
the
they're
stars.
Just like the Leafs. I just want them to fail miserably every year.
Oh, I hate the Leafs.
I don't really hate them that much.
I hate them that much. Hate them, Katie. Yeah.
No.
Yes.
The Stars are fun. I would kind of like it if they won.
Yes, I think it's going to be Dallas. Carolina.
Interesting.
Spicy.
The only teams I don't want to see win it are the Rangers, the Bruins, the Capitals, obviously. I think that's kind of it. Everybody else, me.
Yeah, I don't like if a Western Conference team wins, it doesn't bother me as much because the Flyers really don't have a direct rival out west. For me, it's like no Penguins, no Devils.
Yes,
no
they
Rangers.
Do. It's the Anaheim Ducks.
Correct. Yes. That's not starting till next year.
No, it starts today.
Starts. that should be on ESPN Plus then, right? What time is that game on? If I'm able to stay.
9 late? Something, I think. 10 something.
Good guess. 10 p.m.
Ah, see?
Oh, I'm going to fall asleep before the first period comes to an end. I've been up since 5.
Oof. It's a long day for you, Nicholas.
6 to 6.
Woo.
Yesterday and today.
I'm surprised you're up to do a show.
I drank a Monster near the end of my shift.
Those energy drinks don't do anything for me. I feel exactly the same after I've had one.
What's your energy drink of choice?
I've been doing Celsius.
No, that stuff's weak.
I had Monster when I was younger, and I didn't like the taste of it. It just tasted like bad apple juice.
There's so many flavors of Monster now, you need to try them.
Yeah.
How are you that Red old Bull. And drinking Monster? Isn't that bad for your heart?
Everything's bad for your heart these days, so I might as well just drink something that I want.
Look on his face right now.
He's making fun of me, saying I shouldn't drink it because I'm old.
Oh.
Also, I don't like Rain. You ever try Rain?
I've never heard of that.
It's like Rain, like R-E-I-G-N. Rain.
No. Like... Oh, is that the one that with the little crown on it?
Yes.
Ah, okay.
That one's got a lot of caffeine. That gives me heart palpitations. I can't do that one.
You drink Rockstar? That was like the sponsor of like Warped Tour for like 15 years.
Oh boy, here we go.
There is no more Warped Tour though, right?
No, it's done.
You want to know what year I was at Warped Tour?
Everybody's old like you, Nick.
You know, I last summer I saw Newfound Glory with the Starting Line. If you guys ever heard of them, they're from Bucks County. The Get Up Kids.
Who?
And the headliner was All American Rejects, which I didn't even stick around for them.
What?
But like,
oh, I like them.
Newfound Glory is infinitely better than the All American Rejects.
Yeah.
At me at Twitter, everyone. Let me know.
Like, can you tell we've reached the off-season content now?
Yeah. So like, I'm looking at the stage. I'm like, man, they all got old. And I'm like, I look at the crowd. I'm like, man, the crowd got old. I'm like, fuck. I'm part of this crowd. I got old. But yeah. I was at Warped Tour 04, 06, and 07.
You it's going to be me when I go see Harry Styles in 30 years.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was what, 8 and 04?
I was 7.
I was 19.
19!
Jesus.
You were a full-blown adult.
I would go see it in Camden, though. Park at Penn's Landing, take the ferry
at
over.
At the Tweeter Center?
Yeah, it was a Tweeter Center the first few times I went there, yep.
I remember that.
Yes.
I saw the Wiggles there.
The Wiggles, come on. But I saw Paramore way back in 07.
I'm jealous.
Before they got real big. Oh, I fell in love. I was like, oh, who's this girl? And then she started singing.
Red hair Hayley Williams is unmatched.
Oh, she had like, it was like orangey red hair, and she had a microphone that matched.
Mm-hmm.
And then she didn't get a chance to meet me, and then she left.
Tragic.
Yeah, it's 2007.
I'm watching Kraken Wild right now. This is another meaningless game. Do you see the Fleury's gonna retire after next season?
Next season?
He re-signed next season is his last season.
Yep.
Having his retirement tour.
Is he under contract next year?
Yep, he already re-signed.
Yeah, he signed a 1-year contract extension with the Wild.
How fucking old is that guy by now?
He's my age.
He 39.
I turned 40 in November, yeah.
I think he's 40. Draft.
Wait, so he's 40 this December, or he just turned 40 6 months
he's
ago?
He's 39 right now. I'll be 40 in November.
Okay.
I think he was drafted first overall.
First overall, yep. Crazy. That's another player from
2003.
Our childhoods gone.
I graduated high school in 2003.
Early adulthood for you, Nick.
I graduated in 2003 from high school.
Jesus. This will be 10 years.
So, your 10 year. Yeah. I never went to a reunion. Yeah. I have no desire to go to a reunion.
I don't think I've ever even heard anything about a reunion yet.
I remember seeing something for the 10 year. I'm like, man, I still. Like,
I mean, I have no interest in going, but I've never heard anything.
No.
Oh.
But like, I still. Two of my best friends are twins, and I've known them since the second grade, and we're still friends. I'm actually going. They just turned 40 yesterday. Happy birthday, Ricky and Randy. And I'm going to see them Saturday for their birthday. Yeah, they're two of my best friends ever.
That's so wholesome.
Known them. I've known them since you've both, longer than you both have been around.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is old.
92, 93 I met them.
Woo! Yeah. Dan and I were just...
Twinkles in your father's eyes.
Exactly, yep. Just enigmas.
Enigmas.
Just legends. On that note, everybody. Apparently we're still recording a show here. We'll call it a day. New Freakin' Flyer, we're going to record tomorrow. That'll go up Sunday morning. We'll have more folks back next week to talk about stuff and things. And plenty of shit on the website, brotherlypocket.com, at Dan the Flyer, and at brotherlypocket, _pod. Yeah. Nick!
Yeah.
Yes, you can find me on Twitter at ForzaInter215, and it's all spelled the way it should be with no numbers and letters.
Katie.
But you have numbers and letters.
But they're where they should be.
Oh, I see.
What I mean.
I roll. You can find me on Twitter at Claude Drew, but the A in Claude is a 4, as it should be.
The proper spelling.
The proper spelling, exactly. I actually saw Claude Giroux's birth certificate, and the A was a 4. Can confirm. So, yeah, take that, Nick. Big shout out to all of our listeners and readers on the website for sticking with us through this entire season. It's been a pleasure commiserating with you all.
Yeah.
That was the saddest Katie. Yeah I've ever heard.
Well said.
Yeah. I'm not done yet, so. Yeah, we gotta keep going.
I know, but still.
All right, everyone. Until next time, goodbye and good night. Drop the gloves, let's go! Drop the gloves!